the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. My name is Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Now, our show is on every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you haven't tuned in before, our show will help you to question your career reality. And this show is for you if you were, are, or might be considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our show provides you with the best tips, advice, and resource information from celebrities, award winners, and various other show business professionals, and they will tell you how and what it takes to pursue a career in the entertainment industry. Now, if you want to hear all of our guests from our archives, you want to go to latalkradio.com, latalkradio.com, and that is our archive page. So we have guests from all different types of careers from 2008 until today. So you can play any of their shows instantly, or you can download them. Now, we're also available on iTunes under the podcast section, as well as Stitcher.com, and you can listen to our shows there as well. You can also download our app and put it right on your phone if you have an Android or an iPhone. I, of course, have a Windows phone, and I can't even listen to my own shows. I'm going to have to complain about that. So if you want it now, if you want to find out about our future shows, you want to go to our official website. That's questionrealityradioshow.com, questionrealityradioshow.com. And there you will see all the guests till the end of the year. And as you know, we are always booked 6 months to a year in advance. So we are already booking for January. So if you know any showbiz professional that want to come on the show. Actually, we cover beginning, intermediate, and advanced so that we can give you a very broad spectrum of what people are going through, because a lot of people are just starting out. They're beginners, and they want to know, how do I supplement my income? How can I make, for example, a musical situation like we have today with Stephanie? How can I make a CD if I don't have any money? If I'm living on one can of tuna fish a week, how? How am I going to get money? So we learn how struggling artists make it, as well as when we have our celebrities on and they're rolling in the moolah. They got the cash coming out of every orifice. We talk to them as well and find out how we can have these little dollar signs coming out of our ears too. So that is what we're going to do. Now today we are going to have a gorgeous, gorgeous girl. I met her last year, and I was just so impressed with her singing. I invited her to come and sing for my birthday party. Of course, I hit the wild turkey pretty hard. I don't remember a damn note she sang, but so many people were complimenting and said she was a great vocalist and that I had to have her back next year for my birthday party. So that is what I'm hopefully going to do. Her name is Stephanie Salai, and she is a vocalist and an actress, and she is going to be in what's called our beginning category. Now, in our beginning category, we, as I just said, we're going to talk about all the trials and tribulations, the things that she's going through, struggles. We're going to talk about what she has done so far in her career, what she hasn't done, what she needs to do, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm actually going to be giving some tips and advice. So this is a really good show for the beginners. Now, she doesn't have a website, which I had a conversation with her about that last time I talked to her. And I told her, and this is a tip for all of you guys that are starting out, whether it's in any career, really, but especially in entertainment, you really shouldn't be putting yourself out there if you don't have your preparation materials. You need a website. In this day and age, your website is like your resume. It's like your portfolio. It's your EPK. your electronic press kit. You really need to have all of your stuff together before you start going out saying, hey, I'm available for a show. I'd love to audition. You really need that. If you don't, what people are going to do who are in the hiring position, they're going to be looking at you like you're either one, very amateur, and they don't want to hire you because they don't know what they're going to get. Or two, they're going to say, she really doesn't have, or he doesn't really have, you know, the mindset to be completely prepared. And people want to, if they're paying money, they want to hire people who are professional. And being professional means you need a website, you need an email address, you need to have a demo of some sort. If you want to go out and get music, you got to have these, and you want to have all of this ready before you go out announcing. Because what's more embarrassing than someone wanting to hire you and say, do you have a business card? No, don't have any business cards. And there's no excuse for it today, because there's Vistaprint. You could get like 250 business cards for like $10 or something like that. And a website, my God, you can get a free one a lot of times on some of these websites. So the only thing you have to pay for is your website domain name. So for the beginners out there, it's very, very simple. Get a website, because you want to put your bio on there. You want to put your, you can make a vocal track. My God, you can have a friend who has a recorder, has a musical studio, and you say, hey, can I sing a song and you do it for me and I'll buy you lunch. I'm sure that you have friends out there. So get a little musical track, get something, but have a website. Have a matching email address, branding. You want everything to be uniform. If your name is johnsmith.com, then you want to have on your email address, you want to have johnsmith@johnsmith.com or info@johnsmith.com. So keep the branding. You need a nice picture, so you need to get a nice headshot. If you're trying to start a band, get the band together, pitch in like $5 each, $10 each, or have a friend take a picture. But you got to have all of this before you start putting yourself out there, because God knows we don't want to embarrass ourselves. And the more prepared you are, the more money you get, right? So they see you as a professional. So that's what you want to do. So with that being said, our guest today is in our beginning category, I would say. She might disagree and we might be in a fist fight later, but that's okay. She's in our beginner category, and we are going to find out today what her trials and tribulations are. She's experiencing her journey to become a professional vocalist, and we are going to be playing a very lovely version of the song, I'm the Only One. I think that was Melissa Etheridge, but we'll check. And that's going to happen around 5:30 today, okay? And she has a great voice, again, so please stay tuned. Now, if you want to check Stephanie out, she does have, God bless her, she is on Facebook and LinkedIn. I found that out. I was very happy. She's not on Twitter yet, but if I have anything to do with it, I am going to help this girl. She's going to be getting a Grammy by the time I'm done with her. You know how I am, people. You know I'm compelled to take over people's lives and help them. That's what my show is about. That's what my new consultation business will be about that my partner and I will be starting in a couple weeks. It's all about referring people to get the best headshots. Where's the cheapest place to live, but somewhere where you're not going to get robbed or end up in the emergency room living there. It's about helping people with tips, advice, and resource information. So I will be starting this consultation business in a couple weeks, and I will announce it. And it really is to help the beginners out. So stay tuned for that as well. But to check Stephanie out, go to Facebook.com. And I believe it's Facebook.com/ Stephanie, and that's spelled Stephanie Selai, Selai, and hopefully that is correct. We'll check with her in a minute. She's also on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/ Stephanie Selai, whole name, no dots, Stephanie Selai. So if you want to go there now and check her out and see how cute she is, because she is absolutely gorgeous. So you might want to take a look at that. It'll help the men when they're listening to her voice at 5:30. That's all I'm saying. Okay, so we're going to talk to her in a couple minutes. We're going to find all about her. But first, let me tell you something. Now, everyone knows knows, when they tuned in last time, we had this wonderful vocalist on the show. Her name is Val of Val and Her Lovers. And I told you that every time we would be having a musical artist on, we'd be giving you some tips and advice on how indie musicians can get their music noticed by the powers that be, and to hopefully make it down that big red Grammy carpet. I can't talk. Oh, Lord. Okay. So now this information that I'm going to be giving you is coming from this must-see website if you are pursuing a career in the music business. This website is called musicbizacademy.com. And as I was doing research for Val's show, I found out all of these websites on advice for musicians. And I found that this one, this particular one, musicbizacademy.com, was the absolute best advice for singers, songwriters, and musicians. And the advice comes from a gentleman named Christopher Knabb. And I do not know this man, never met him, never talked to him. I wouldn't know him if you walked by me or heard his voice. I do not know him. All I know is that website is just awesome, and I had to share it with you. He is an independent music business consultant based out of Seattle, Washington, and he's available for private consultations. He doesn't even know I'm advertising for him. I don't even know if he minds. Somebody might say, hey, did you hear that woman advertising for you on radio? And I might end up getting sued, but I'm trying to help him out because I really love his website. Again, his name is Christopher Knabb, and he is, according to his website, available for private consultations on promoting and marketing independent music, and can be reached by email at chris@chrisknabb.net. He also has a book, Music is Your Business. It's available now from the Music Biz Academy bookstore. And visit the Forefront Media Music website for more information on The Business of Music by Christopher Knabb. Now, if you go to their website, oh my God, this is what I was so impressed by. You will see his top 25 articles. And again, if you are a singer, a songwriter, a musician, I cannot stress how much this website is going to help you with tips, advice, and resource information. I'm telling you. Now, listen to this. Check this out. Here are some of the articles on this guy's website that you absolutely have to know. Again, beginning, intermediate, singer, vocalist, even advanced too. It can't help. How to write an artist bio, performance contracts, mastering your music, how to copyright music, 21 songwriting tips, tax tips for musicians, sell your CDs online, what's a record deal about, artist band interview form, inside record labels, internship do's and don'ts, how to make an actual living doing music, how to write a press release, reasons your demos are going to be rejected, facts about music licensing, trademark your brand name, yes or no, planning a radio campaign, a legal checklist, industry quotes to live by, songwriting techniques, guerrilla marketing tips, starting a music business, live performances, music marketing plan, and can you afford distribution? And he writes this in such a way that it is very easy for the artist to understand. And when I say that, because you know how artists are, they just want to create. They just want to do. And they sometimes don't want to deal with the business aspect. And I cannot stress to you how important your business side is, because you are a business. You're an entrepreneur. You got to be the sales department, the marketing department, the administrative department, the accounting department. If you don't do it, who will? Unless you just have a entourage that follows you around and you're not even famous yet. I mean, if you have that, great. But if you don't, you need to take care of your business aspect. Okay, so we're going to be talking, I'll be giving a little bit of advice to you about one of those categories a little bit later. But first, let's talk about Stephanie. Now, Stephanie comes all the way from a small southern town of Savannah, Georgia. And as you know, Georgia is in the news a lot now. I think that's with the Paula Deen thing, right? I think she's from Georgia. I'm not sure. But anyway, we're hearing a lot about Georgia because of our friend Paula Deen. I don't know. And that's in air quotes. Now, Stephanie grew up in dressing rooms of her parents, who were part of a reputable City Lights theater company. And she was bitten by the acting bug after playing the role of Molly in a community theater production of Annie. And she continued to be an active participant in her hometown's theater scene all throughout her childhood. Now, And 10, Stephanie was asked to be a sponsor for Carrie Hillard's restaurant, and she spent the whole year of 1995 doing radio jingles, public appearances, and commercials for the company. Isn't that wild? We got to hear about that. That's weird. So she got her start at 10 years old doing this stuff. There are people who are pursuing their career at 40 and haven't done that. So that's pretty good. Now, she was also asked to sing the national anthem for the Savannah Sand Gnats. Woo, that's big time right there. Savannah's professional baseball team. Now, when she graduated high school, she enrolled in the Savannah College of Art and Design, and there's a lot of activity going on in the background, Stephanie. I hear a lot of things in the background while I'm trying to read your glorious bio, so you might want to put your hand over the receiver so we can't hear whatever's going on back there. Okay. Back to my thing. All right. Now, Stephanie enrolled at the College of Art and Design, where she was accepted into the performance ensemble that represents the top singers of the college. And she can be heard as the soprano soloist for their 2004-06 season. Now, during her time at SCAD, she collaborated with London playwright Tony Troy on a musical entitled The Flute Player Song after it workshopped in the UK. She can be heard as the principal character Mary for the American recording of that. And in 2006, Stephanie moved to New York to continue her training at the American Musical and Dramatic Academy. And after 2 years there, she transferred to the Los Angeles campus, and she just graduated in late 2009, magna cum laude, woo-woo, with a BFA in theater. And some of her credits have included The Lost Colony at the Tony Award-winning Lost Colony Theater on Roanoke Island in Virginia, The Sound of Music at 3D Theatricals in Orange County, reenactment shows such as Operation Repo, and various other cabaret and vocal competitions all around the Hollywood area. Now, currently, Stephanie sings with a local a cappella group called Westbeat and is working on an upcoming performance at the Living Spiritual Church in Arcadia, which is where I last saw my darling Stephanie when she attended. You know what? This is actually a perfect example of what I want to bring out. I had invited Stephanie to come to my friend Carol Ann Kaufman's birthday party, and she had it at a place called the Living Spiritual Church in Arcadia. Now, it was a karaoke party, so of course everyone was singing. Stephanie went up there and sang, and boy, they were blown away with her. They were so impressed that the lady who, I believe, I'm not sure what her title is, but she had enough power to go up to Stephanie and say, hey, I love your voice. I want you to come and sing here for some event in the future. And this is what I'm telling you. That is part of networking. Go to every single thing you're invited to, especially when people invite you to karaoke parties, but even go to karaoke shows, these little local bars. You never know who's there. There are lots of A&R reps that go there that are looking for singers, because you have some really good places here in LA where you find some good people, and lots of A&R reps go there. So don't think you're too good to go to these karaoke bars and sing. I highly recommend it, because you never know who is there. Perfect example, Stephanie came there, sang, she was hired for a gig. So there you go. Now, as I was saying earlier, and I'm not going to rag on it too much, but her website is currently under construction. I actually, as everyone knows, I'm not plugging my business, but I'm plugging my business. You know, I have a website design company. So all of you beginners who don't have websites, go to my websites, PriscillaWebsites.com. And I have special deals for all of the poor artists out there. So we need to just, the point is to get your website up, and I can help you with that for sure. Her contact information can be through her email at ssselai@msn.com. Okay? So, if you have any questions, you can email her, but check her out on Facebook, friend her, tell her you heard her on the show, and there you go. All right, we are finally going to say hi, Stephanie!
Hello, and I'm so sorry about that noise that was unintended, Priscilla.
What the?
Unintended.
What is your boyfriend chewing on your toenails?
No, he came in the door. He wasn't supposed to be here. He came in the door, so I had to run to the other room.
Oh, Lord. Well, I thought it was dinner time over there for him, because he was like, I thought he was chewing on your neck or like trying to get you to some sort of sexual activity. I just was running.
You were too much.
Why?
You were too much.
Well, I met him. He's hot, right? Isn't he the boyfriend that's hot? Didn't I? Oh, what? He came to my birthday
party. No, Priscilla, you took a great interest in him at your birthday party. Wild turkey and all.
Well, yeah, I think the wild turkey had something to do with it. I mean, I have astigmatism normally, and I wear glasses, but boy, when I hit that turkey, I don't need any glasses when a hot guy comes in. I got like some Superman vision when I see a hot one. The turkey, wild turkey just zooms me in, and I remember saying, oh, my God, there's Stephanie, and who's that hot guy over there? But, yeah, so he's a musician as well, right? Am I right about that?
Yes. He plays guitar like no one I've ever seen before and picks it all up by ear. Can't tell you what a whole note is, but can pick up a piece of music in 2 seconds and play it with no problem. Don't know how he does it. Jealous.
I could tell that he was a man of many talents when I saw him under the wild turkey, but I wasn't thinking talents, but we're moving on. Okay, so let's start out with my favorite question that I ask of all guests. When little Stephanie Sly was a child, of course, if you're little, you're a child, but when you were a child, what did you want to do or be when you grew up? What did you see yourself doing?
A star. It's when you're a child, you don't see the business aspect of it. You see the applause, or you hear the applause, and you see you feel the anxiety when you go out on stage, but then you also feel that warm, wonderful joy that it brings you. So when I was little, you know, I just wanted to perform. I realized at a very early age, I was lucky enough to realize at a very early age that I got that passion, that joy from making people happy, from seeing them smiling at me when I was on stage. And if that was singing or dancing or acting, I just fell in love with it. I fell in love with that idea. And I thought to myself, my gosh, if I can do this for the rest of my life, I'm going to be one lucky lady.
Absolutely. Now, with you, you are luckier than most in that your parents were involved in the entertainment industry. They were actors, I assume, actors and singers. Is that right?
Yes. My mom is a terrific actress, and my father was as well. They both were sort of a Lucy and Desi pair in that they were always cast together, and I learned many tricks from them.
Oh, that is so sweet. Now, I assume that they were obviously supportive then of your career, correct?
Very much so. I think like every parent or like most parents, you know, when your child says, I want to move 3,000 miles away from you and go pursue a dream, and I might fall flat on my face because I really have no plan. You know, they were a little timid at first, but, you know, my mom sees how happy it makes me when I do get a gig somewhere, and she's always my first supporter. She's listening right now. Hi, Mom. I love you. It's 8 o'clock over there. She probably has to be at work at 4 in the morning, but she's listening.
What's Mom's name?
Her name is Grace Diaz.
Grace. Hi, Grace. Thank you for listening to your daughter. She's an absolute beautiful singer. And believe me, I am going to whip her into shape as far as her career. I'm going to get a website. I think I just motivated her to get some business cards because she told me she just got some business cards. So don't worry. She's in good hands. Now that I found her, we are going to take care of her. So don't you worry about it. She's going to be all hooked up. Now, a question for you. Are you self-taught with your vocal lessons? Are you a natural, or did you take vocal lessons?
You know, when I was little, And I started getting recognized by people at a really young age with the Carrie Hilliard's restaurant jingles and everything. My mom realized from other people that, you know, this is something big. This girl is turning people's heads, you know, at a young age. I'd need to probably enroll her in voice lessons. And so at the advice of some professional singers in the Savannah area, she had me audition for a man who still teaches there today. I actually just sent him a brand new student last week. His name is Paul Fisher, and he started teaching me in opera lessons because he thinks he's very old school, and he thinks that much like dance, ballet is the foundation of all dance. Opera or classical singing is the foundation of all genres of singing. So I actually was an opera student for 6 years.
Well, that definitely helps. They will pull out the belting for sure. Now, I know that your parents are supportive of your career, and are all of your friends supportive as well, for the most part?
I believe, yes, they are supportive as long as it continues to make me happy. I've got friends that have nothing to do with the business, and I've got friends who are in the business right alongside of me. A lot of them, I met out here in college or on a show, and the ones that I've kept in touch with still remain very supportive of me. Not a lot of them want to come out here and try Los Angeles, though. To them, it's a very hard, very competitive, far away place, and they think I'm crazy for being out here.
Well, no risk, no reward. Now, were you ever a singer in any bands?
No, and you know what? I've never really been asked to sing in any bands or be anyone's lead singer. Times that I have karaoke'd or where people have asked me about what I have been planning to do or have given me advice, they all think that I should go to American Idol.
Well,
they
why
hear me
not?
Sing and they say, why don't you go?
That's what I'm going to ask you, Stephanie. My God, I mean, you've watched it enough. I mean, you can't. I think you're a great singer, but there's a place for everyone there. Even if you're the worst person in the world singing, of course, they think you're the best. They think they're the best, but there's a place for everyone. I really think you should try it. So I'm gonna now. That's my new goal, Grace. I'm gonna be trying to push her to go American Idol. Okay, so what would you say is your vocal style?
Of course I'm most comfortable with what I have studied, which would be classical and or musical theater. But I really love jazz. I love jazz. I love how smooth and easy, it feels in my body when I perform it. I also really like performing country. It reminds me of my hometown, and it's very easy to get homesick when you're, you know, out here by yourself, struggling, and your family, all of your family is so far away. I feel like those are two other genres that I'm really, really starting to get into, and I'd be more interested in pursuing. You know, everyone loves a good piece of jazz every now and then.
Well, you know, I am so glad that you even mentioned country, because when I listen to you, I have a very good ear for what people should be singing and what they shouldn't. That's one of the reasons I watch American Idol. But a lot of singers, one of the reasons why they may not be advancing in their career is because they're trying to sing a genre of music that their natural vocals cannot adhere to. And it's all about, again, branding. And when I was listening to you, that is one of the genres that I was thinking, Stephanie could really rock some country tunes. So tonight, when I see you at Catalina Bar and Grill at 7:30, I am going to be giving you the name of a talent manager who actually manages country artists. And he is an incredible talent manager. And his clients, he refers a lot of clients to me for my radio show. They rave about him, how great he is. But he actually, a majority of his artists are country, but he does some pop and some other types. But I just think the professional level of this man, Michael Stover, is so incredible that I would feel comfortable in having you contact him. But yes, I did hear the country in your voice. So I think I'm so glad that you discovered that was something that would be a a good fit with you. Now, who are some of your major influences? And we're going to try to get that in real quick because it's 5:30 and we want to play your song in a couple
sure.
seconds. So who were some of your major influences?
Growing up or maybe that I might have seen on TV or, I mean, obviously.
Obviously Melissa Asher and oh my God, I can't say her name.
Melissa Etheridge, I'll say it for you. You know what? That was a song that kind of caught me by surprise. I think I was sitting at a little dive bar, McDonough's in Savannah, Georgia. It's one of my hole in the walls that I go to every single time I'm back there. And my mom said to me, "Have you ever tried to sing that?" And I said, "No, I don't have that kind of a voice, Mom." And she was like, no, you should try. It's a really easy song. So after listening to it a couple of times, I went up there, I sang it, and I got such a response. And I also I felt it in the song. You know, I don't sound anything like her. She's got a great raspy voice, and I have a much more clear sounding trained voice. But I really, really just fell in love with that song. Faith Hill, I love that voice. I love that clear, loud, high voice that, you know, she can't help but make people listen to her when she performs. I would say Carrie Underwood is actually somebody that's closer to my age who has really made a name for herself. And I love her music as well. She's got some real talent.
Well, you've definitely named some country artists here, so I would say take note of that, because that sounds like the route you might possibly be going, because like folk, maybe country. Okay, so without further ado, let's listen to our girl Stephanie Salai, and this is a recording of her singing I'm the Only One by the great Melissa Etheridge. So let's check it out, and we'll be back to you in a second.
Can't you see my mind's a burning hell? I got a race.
Thank you very much.
I just love your voice. You're such a great singer. I tell you, I just don't. What, you know what your problem is? You just need exposure. That is really it. We have definitely got to get you out there. We got to get the public to form a fan base, a Stephanie Salai fan base, because you definitely have the vocal chops for sure. Now, a little tip of advice. You having the great voice, you're not, you divulged to me that you're not an original songwriter. Now, with a voice like yours, I wish that you wrote songs. It would be so much easier to shoot you to fame and fortune. So I'm going to encourage you personally, pick up a pen and paper, so to speak, and try to write a song. Because if we could get, even if it was 5 originals out of you, work with your boyfriend, write some original songs, because that's what the industry wants. I mean, if you want to go for a record label deal, you want to get in front of the powers that be, you need to be original. Not to say that you can't hook it up if you're singing cover tunes, but then that means you need to hook up with a songwriter or a musician of some sort and maybe write it with him, and then you could go that way, maybe start a band. But going it alone by yourself, just trying to break into the industry. Well, really, honestly, I guess what we need to ask you is, what is your goal? I mean, what is your end goal in the music business? Like, what is the most that you want to achieve? Because maybe you don't want to go that route.
No. To be perfectly honest, I would love to be able to be known as a fantastic and well-respected country singer. I would love to be well-known for, a jazz singer. I'd love to have people buy my CDs. I think that's a lot of people's dreams.
With original music,
to be perfectly honest, I have a lot in my life that I'm sure I could put down on paper.
Yeah.
Maybe I can surprise myself. Who knows?
I think you should challenge yourself, Stephanie, because you're just so vocally talented. And unless you want to end up in Vegas doing cover tunes like Wayne Newton or Frank Sinatra, or end up being a wedding band singer, you need to start writing original. And I think you can do it. I have faith in you. So think about that.
Well, here's the thing. Definitely. No. And here's the thing, Priscilla. You know, for the longest time, this is even advice that I give to someone like myself, mistakes that I've already made. Figure out what you're going to be noticed for. And that can be a very tricky thing because, I have a degree in theater and, I have done a few professional shows and, I definitely love doing that. But, the longer I stay out here, and maybe this is what LA is trying to tell me, is that I really make people notice me when I sing. And, so maybe that is the route that I need to start focusing on. Maybe that is the way that I can get my foot in the door in this business, especially since so many artists are being able to do both once they achieve the level of fame that gets them noticed by any and everyone,
That is true. Because unless you are an extremely, extremely organized person and you can manage, you can multitask your career, which some people are very good at doing, you have to really figure out what your mindset is. If you are not a natural to being able to multitask and juggle more than one thing, you need to kind of really focus on what you want to do and narrow it down to one thing. Some people want to be very common out here. People are multi-hyphenated in career. You have singer, actor, dancer, model, musician. They can do it all. They can go for a job as a singer in the morning, go for a job as a dancer in the afternoon, and an actor in the evening, although you should never go for a job. And that's called the casting couch. But people are multi-hyphenate because it all kind of blends in together. But if you keep my thought process, not to say this is you know, the end all be all. If you spread yourself too thin thinking, okay, well, I want to be an actress, I don't want to be a dancer. And if you cannot be laser sharp in your thought process by setting up your tasks and goals and, okay, I want to achieve this, and you set a goal and you do it. If that's not natural for you, then focus on one thing and then try to master that and then move on. So we are almost out of time, but I want to talk about just a couple more things. Since we are talking about your particular level in the business, I want to know what your advice is to other beginning vocalists as far as if they come out here to pursue a career in the vocal business, or actually
definitely
anywhere, what do you feel, how can they supplement their income? What are some things that they can do? Because they need to go on auditions, you need to bring in the bread and butter money. What are some jobs that you can do?
You need to figure out something that you are naturally good at that can make you money. I love children. So I work with children at a very high-profile club on the weekends, and because it is so high-profile, I get paid enough, actually, to keep my head focused mostly during the week and try to audition and plug myself as long as I really bust my butt on the weekends there.
Wait a minute, let me ask you, what did you say your job was? You take care of children at a high-end club? What do you mean by that?
It is a high-profile
nightclub? What do you mean, club?
It's a members-only club. It's a members-only club during the day. It's high-profile. A lot of people in the business actually are there. They have a children's section on the weekends that they offer to families, and I supervise that section on the weekends.
Well, you know what? I really like that, because I have not had anyone on the show that has even talked about that type of job. I personally didn't even know that existed, and I've been asking people since 2008 what they do to supplement their income, and I've never heard anyone give that answer. So this is a great tip. I don't know, because Stephanie's being a little close-mouthed about it, so I can't go for help. People don't email me.
I just got...
What can I do? Where does she go? I don't know. Stephanie's not getting
I just got
anything.
Lucky. So, you know, it fell into my lap. When you know what you're good at, you know, I know that I'm good with people, and I know that I'm good with children, and people trust me with their children. So I decided to try to find a job. I tried to find what I thought was impossible, a job that would have me work as little as possible and pay me as much as I can make for working as little as possible. Knowing fellow nannies and people in the business, I was able to come across this job. And I've just been very lucky. I've worked my best at it in order to stay employed there. And it has been my saving grace here during hard times.
Okay. I'd like you to tell us the best advice, and we got 5 minutes. So I have a lot more questions I want to fit in. Okay. So give me the best advice that you've ever gotten as far as what you should do to become the singer of your dreams, and the worst advice.
Best advice by my acting teacher, Dan Daly, right before I graduated: know the business. Know the business before you even start, because people aren't going to do it for you. And you might be one of those people that don't get an agent or don't get any sort of representation or management for years. And you'll see all of your friends get it right away, and you'll be jealous. You'll be happy for them, but you'll be jealous, or you'll be wondering what it is that you're doing wrong. If it doesn't happen, learn it yourself, and learn it before you actually do it, so that you aren't left like me having to learn it as you go along, because time ticks.
Excellent. And keep in mind, very important, what Stephanie said, I'm going to put air quotes on these, any agent or manager that is going to take you on when you don't have a resume, you don't have any experience, you don't have anything, that is not a reputable agent or manager. These are people who are basically going to say, go out, find work, and they're going to take a percentage of every single thing you do. And they want you to do the work. They're not reputable. Believe me, if you don't take the time to get the experience, do the work, just because your friend, you start out on the same level and your friend gets an agent or a manager, and you're going, how? I have much more experienced than her. I mean, but you know what? Those are people that are so desperate to jump in to the pool of entertainment that they're going to end up signing contracts, and they're going to get into a lot of legal situations, and they're going to be associated with sleazy agents and talent managers. So you definitely do not want to do that. When you are ready for an agent and a manager, you will know it. Oh, wait a minute. I better not say that, because they think they're ready for an agent manager. They'll come looking for you. You'll be approached by them. You'll be approached by an agent manager. And believe me, no agent and manager who's reputable will take you on with no experience. They just won't, because that's not how they're going to maintain their credibility. Okay, so the worst piece of advice that you've gotten.
Give up. I have been told to give up. I have been told that...
with
I'm
your voice,
beating...
who would say that to you? Who would say that to you? That's
insane. Oh, random people from my childhood that, you know, who thought that the role should have gone to their kid. Who knows?
Well, there you go.
No. I did have a man in college who, when he found out I was going back to school to study theater, he actually put his hand on my arm and said, do your parents a favor and get a degree as a doctor.
Oh,
and,
my God! Well, now, let's real quick there. Now, I, of course, don't agree with that, but that's a little too intense. You would never be able to pursue a career. But I always do recommend, if it is possible, and it's not possible for everyone, and it's not mandatory, but if it is possible for you to go to college, if you have the funds readily available from your parents and they can help you, I do always recommend that you get a college degree, because in life in general, it is very competitive. I mean, you should always have a backup career. I believe in plan A, B, and C. So if you can get a degree, but make it related, you know, a degree in theater, a degree in film, a degree in music, because at the very worst, you can always teach, you know, so I'm all for that. So okay, so but never give up. Come on now, not until you got one leg in the casket do you give up. Well, actually, you don't, because you can still roll your casket. It'll be on wheels. You can roll it to your destination. So no. Don't even give up. Okay, Stephanie, well, I thank you so much for being on the show. Much, much love and success to you and your business. And we are out of time, and I apologize. I was not able to give the tips on the difference between the indie musician and the label musician. But you know what? I will do that. Promise next time we have a musical guest on, I will talk about indie label versus major label. So I apologize for that. Stephanie just occupied all of our time today. We're so excited to talk to her today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Stephanie, we'll see you later at the Catalina Bar and Grill. We'll be hearing
definitely, and I will be getting those notes from you.
That's right. I'm going to be turning you on to the talent manager and the agent. Thank you for tuning in. Stephanie, say goodbye to your mom and your fans.
Goodbye, Mom. Goodbye, everybody. Thanks for listening. I love you all, my family and friends that have continued to support me.
Yes, and we're going to have Stephanie back on next year after I get on her, and we are going to get her in shape, and she's going to come on next year, and she's going to say, oh, my God, I was approached by a talent manager, and I'm going to the Grammys. Well, let's just hope.
From your mouth, Priscilla, from your mouth.
That's right. From my mouth to God's ears, right? Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you next week on Question Reality. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality. Question Reality. With Priscilla Leona. Only on LA Talk Radio.